The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The disciples told their story of what had happened on the road and how they had recognized Jesus at the breaking of bread. They were still talking about this when Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." In a state of alarm and fright, they thought they were seeing a ghost. But he said, "Why are you so agitated, and why are these doubts rising in your hearts? Look at my hands and feet. Yes, it is I indeed. Touch me and see for yourselves. A ghost has no flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. Their joy was so great that they could not believe it, and they stood dumbfounded. So he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they offered him a piece of grilled fish, which he took and ate before their eyes. Then he told them, "This is what I meant when I said, while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms has to be fulfilled." He then opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "So you see how it is written that the Christ would suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this." The Gospel of the Lord. I think I've always been struck by the extraordinary resurrection accounts that we have in all of the Gospels. Each of the three-year cycle giving us a different gospel and their writer's understanding of the risen Lord. In today's gospel, we can see how the disciples can't make sense of Jesus' recent death, nor can they make any sense of his appearance when he just appears to them. You've got to remember that this is only Easter night. So it's only the same day as the resurrection. So they're still taking it in. You see, we're now on the third Sunday of Easter. We've had time to reflect, time to... They haven't had all that time. Suddenly, there is the risen Lord. Luke, like most of the other gospel writers, really writes what he writes so that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ. And that is the important thing. Each of their own way of doing it, of course. And when it comes to resurrection story, Luke chooses to emphasize how only the risen Christ can make any sense of what we observe and keep during the Triduum, Holy Thursday night, Good Friday, Easter. Because he can see that the disciples couldn't arrive at that understanding so early. Understand what was going on. They need the risen Christ to uncover it for them. And so that's why Luke gives us, we didn't get it this year, you'll have that next year, that story to Emmaus, where the two are walking away. And it's a sense in which they're walking away, they're walking in darkness. But they meet the Lord. And then they tear back, and that's where we pick up the story. They've just come back from Emmaus in the dark, but now full of the light of the risen Lord. Quite interesting, because you see, wherever Emmaus is, nobody's quite sure. When we went to what they think is Emmaus, it could be, it may not be, but 7 miles from Jerusalem, you think it's evening when the Lord comes to them. They didn't have the benefit of street lights and taxis and things, but they meet the risen Lord, he breaks the bread, and they speed back, even through the dark, because they've got now the light of Christ within them. So they come back and they're telling their story, and suddenly Jesus is there among them. And just like in John's gospel, first words, "Peace be with you." That's why the peace is always an important part of our Mass. And when the bishop is with us, the bishop's greeting is not "the Lord be with you," it's "peace be with you," because it's the apostles, it's the risen Lord that comes to us. When he comes, they're amazed, they're frightened, they're dumbfounded, just as we would have been, I'm sure. So they think they're seeing a ghost. And this is the whole point. It's not a ghost. And he's quite clear about that, because he says to them, appeals to their reason, ghosts have no flesh and blood and bones, as you can see I have. But it's only when he told them what he meant and was with them that he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, just as he'd done on the people going to Emmaus. They hadn't recognized him. He opens the scriptures to them, then breaking of the bread, and they recognize him, they tear back. So now too, he unfolds for them the great mystery of everything that was about him in the scriptures. So they're led from fear to wonder, from wonder to faith, from faith to joy, and from joy to service. But that takes time, as you know. And that's why the church's wisdom and gives us 50 days to celebrate the mystery of the resurrection, of course, the ascension too, the great mystery. So we've got time to absorb and take in what it's all about. But this story stresses that the resurrection body is real. So he invites the disciples to touch him. The marks of the passion, they're visible in his hands, his feet. And as John gave us last week, his side as well. Those five wounds. Many believers have always found it difficult to believe the true meaning of the resurrection. The early people thought it was a ghost, and many people still do, think it's just a spirit. But that's not. The risen body is something quite different. It bears the marks of the wounds, and that's why our Easter candle, part of blessing the candle, is the five wounds, the nails here that are there. That's the risen Lord, but it always bears the wounds of the passion of the Lord. But he's eating with them, and the fact that they can touch him is the Lord saying, it's real. But of course, it's all slightly different. It's a physical body, it's a risen physical body, but no longer earthly, since his humanity is now incorruptible and endowed with spiritual qualities, because he reigns forever as a human body. But in fact, this body can pass through locked doors, vanish at will, is no longer subject to the limitations of time, space, and the laws of nature. And yet, he has raised our human nature to the throne at God's right hand. We celebrate 40 days at ascension. So Jesus is inviting us too to trust in his mercy, and teaches that what he's come to do, he's now accomplished, which is reconciling the world with the Father. That sacrifice on Calvary, the sacrifice of the cross here, means that our sins are forgiven. Every reading today speaks of the forgiveness of sins. The first reading had it, the second reading, Jesus himself, repentance preached beginning from Jerusalem. He said, once our sins can be forgiven, we can be restored to that right relationship with God. So that in the face of sin and wrongdoing, there's no need to despair, because there's a hope always of new life, transformation can be offered. So can you see why I say every year that all the sacraments flow from the Easter mystery? Indeed, what we do Sunday by Sunday, week by week, day by day, flow from the Easter mystery. So the Mass, which is the heart of our faith, it's there. We don't make it up. It isn't something we think, oh, it'd be nice to do this today. We'll have a change next week. No. We're doing what Jesus did. He opens the scriptures to us. So we have a reading, because it says from the Old Testament right through, and the Psalms and the prophets and the law of Moses, all of them speak of the risen Lord, because they're speaking of him. And so he unfolds that. We get that. That's why the word is so important. But he also forgives our sins. We call our sins to mind at the beginning of every Mass. He gives us a sacrament when we can have our sins forgiven. And then he feeds and nourishes us with his own body and his own blood. And he invites us to touch him. That's a great thing about Catholic faith, is it appeals to our senses, not just the mind. It is to the mind, to the heart, but to our senses. So he said, come, touch me. We're invited to touch him in his body and his blood, to hear his holy word speaking to us, to taste the sacrament, to see, behold, the Lamb of God. And when we use it, smell the incense, as we do always at the 11th Mass, that incense, so that all our senses are catered for in the sacrament. And the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, bringing us into the Easter mystery, why that is so important, baptism and all the things with it, important because it brings us to the life of Christ, the church, the body of Christ, formed from the wounded side of Christ, where outflowed blood and water, the water of baptism and the blood from the flesh and the sacraments, all there. But even more, at his resurrection, he prefigures the resurrected bodies of the saints, his people. And by convincing us of his own resurrection, he's giving us assurance for the future, for our own. That's why we recite in the creed at the end of it, the resurrection of the body, the life of the world to come. Not just his body, ours too. Or in that bit of the Eucharistic prayer, particularly Eucharistic prayer 3, which I always use at Masses of the Dead, there's a special bit that says this: grant that he or she who was united with your son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection, when from the earth he will raise up in the flesh those who have died and transform their lowly body after the pattern of his own glorious body. That's picked up in a hymn by Thomas A. Kempis about the heavenly Jerusalem, speaking about our bodies. Oh, how glorious and resplendent, fragile body shalt thou be, when endued with so much beauty, full of health and strong and free, full of vigor, full of pleasure that shall last eternally. There's a sense, and I say it sometimes, maybe someone as we get older, bits of us all disintegrate, but often the mind, well, once we've left this life, oh, how glorious and resplendent that fragile body will be, endued with so much beauty, full of health and strong and free, full of vigor, full of pleasure that shall last eternally. That's why nothing can take the joy of the risen Lord from us.